This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast live from my flagship station here in Tampa, Florida, from my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations across America, as well as in the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite, as we are streaming online live right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's helping in the coronavirus effort keeping America free and safe. Now to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, and all those roughnecks out there working on the oil rigs in the United States as well as around the world, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now don't forget to follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. And like the page and then jump in the chat room. And we are streaming live right now from Minneapolis. What's going on there on the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. So you can see exactly what's transpiring right now in Minneapolis. All right. Now joining us from FoundersCode.com is Denise Simon. And good morning again.
Good morning.
Just to mention what is going on, and we are monitoring it, everything, all hell broke loose last night in Minneapolis, and the fire started. They started looting. They started burning businesses. I don't know how many businesses have been burnt, but I know it's more than a few. And the rioting is not just downtown in Minneapolis. It's out, according to my friend George, who's right there in Minneapolis. It's out beyond the 35W corridor out there and some of those businesses out there, too, which is a good 3 to 5 miles away.
Yeah. You know, when something like you know, what happened to George Floyd happens, law enforcement, I mean, it's not a new situation to them. They should have been well prepared for this.
Correct.
And the National Guard should have been called out. They should have invoked a curfew immediately. I mean, there was all kinds of things that they could have necessarily done because this thing had the makings of literally going sideways. Now, innocent businesses are now becoming, you know, victims,
right,
innocent victims of this. You know, AutoZone didn't have anything to do with anything, and yet the thing's on fire. Same thing with Target and some of the other businesses. So,
right.
The mayor, whoever this mayor is, you know, in some cases he might be right, but when it comes to public safety and in anticipation of what was happening, about to happen, he blew it. So
did the governor, because it's up to the governor to activate the National Guard. Now, there are state police there right now all around this third precinct police station, because I'm sure the Minneapolis police are out doing what they're doing, and the state police that are there, probably, I'd say 100 of them from what I can see, are securing.
But they're not. The police, in some cases, aren't doing anything. The police were called to go over to that Target before the Target was broken into And they showed up, two squad cars showed up in the parking lot. They just kind of drove through and left.
I've got a comment here from Eric, and I'm going to read it. He said, it was allowed to happen the same as Baltimore and Ferguson by the Democratic mayors that allowed it to happen there. This is a Democratic mayor. I'll point that out. So, yep, it's probably true. Okay, well, let's get to the movement here of what's going on in our country, which is also important. The president is supposed to sign an executive order today on social media. Now, I have no idea what's going to happen there, and I don't want to guess, but do you have any ideas?
Nobody does, but here, understand something. And hearing, I don't know, probably a year and a half ago, maybe 2 years ago now, when they brought Zuckerberg before whatever committee on the Hill, they talked about regulating, and they asked Zuckerberg, what are your thoughts on this? And he was very open to being regulated, which was, I about fell off my chair.
Uh-huh.
Now, what regulation looks like, it's hard to understand. But whatever this executive order may be or contain, is not something that was concocted, like, you know, between yesterday and today. It's probably something that's been in the works. So remember, social media has been under investigation for quite some time. It's been under scrutiny for quite some time. Now, social media, private companies like Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat and Twitter and the rest of them, they are not, have to adhere to anything in the First Amendment. They're private corporations. Only government. is where we have First Amendment protection, but you don't in social media with private corporations. So it'll now necessarily have to go to perhaps regulating and a classification. And this is Congress, and that's why there has been so many hearings on the Hill, is because Congress has really failed to act in any responsible way on this one.
Okay.
So they don't know what to do.
Okay, hold on a second. Let's see here. Okay, Dan DeMann, Lafayette, Indiana. What's up?
Hey, listen, what Denise said is right. They kind of dropped the ball on it. You know, what they did out during the Clinton years when they had the World Economic Forum in Seattle, Seattle knew that if they had the police and the National Guard on the street before the crowds got there, it dissipated any kind of riot. And that's what Minneapolis did. They knew what was going to happen.
All right, hold on. You want to hold that thought, and I'll bring you back when we come back from the break, okay?
Sure.
All right, hold on. And Denise, you hang on. And folks will be right back now. There's some activity going on here in Minneapolis. It looks like there's some people that have been hurt. I'm not sure what the circumstance is, but I'll see if I can figure it out. And when we come back, I'll let you know what I can try to find out here. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell...
So, you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, sunnybay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at sunnybay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunnybay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, this portion of the program, my conversation with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, is brought to you by Balance of Nature. Now, if you need a little bit more pep in your step, if you're not eating enough of the right kind of foods, if you're not getting your daily requirement of fruits or vegetables either, I got a deal for you. For a limited time, you can save 35% at Balance of Nature on your order. Just go to their website, balanceofnature.com, and use the product code RESULT. Or you can give them a call at 800-246-8751 to speak with a health coach. Now, to start feeling better, go to balanceofnature.com or give them a call, 800-246-8751. Use the product code RESULT, balanceofnature.com. All right, back with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com, and good morning.
Good morning.
We're going to bring Dan DeMann, the professor emeritus from Purdue, into the mix. Dan, go ahead and finish your point there, please.
Well, what I would say, Denise was right. They should have called the curfew. They also should have blocked the entrance in and out of that city. Roadblock it. You put the Minnesota State Troopers and the Minnesota National Guard downtown, where all this is happening, have them patrol the streets. You try to keep the Minneapolis the police department out, because that uniform is going to antagonize a lot of people. They'll do the roadblock stuff. But the way it was like they were clueless when it came. They should have known this was going to happen.
Yeah.
And nothing was done until buildings started to burn.
Yeah, and by the way, Dan,
You could drop this in the mayor and the governor's lap.
By the way, Dan, the National Guard has made an appearance. I see him right now at the police station at the third precinct.
But you want to, people were going to riot. People were going to go downtown if the adversary's already there waiting for them.
Mm-hmm.
But then they're going to think, I don't want to get involved in this mess. This is going to be meddling.
That's how
you control it. You're the first there, and you're in force, and you're not going to have much of a riot. You're not going to have a riot at all.
Right. Now, this thing spread out pretty quickly because right away, my friend George, who's right there in the city, said that they're out by 35W, which is a good 3 to 5 miles outside the area.
Yeah, well, it doesn't surprise me. This is going to go on now that, you know, there's going to be copycats now for the next 10 nights. This stuff doesn't happen in the daytime. It only happens at night. You never have a riot where they're burning things down during the day.
All right,
but, you know, Minnesota has always prided itself on its race relations. Well, there that went.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Now.
All right, well, thanks, Dan, and we'll talk to you again real soon. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Denise, big fan.
All right. And it's
thank you.
Dan Mann, Professor Emeritus from Purdue. All right, now, we were talking about president
social
and some,
media.
Yeah, social media. I want to drift over now to something that came in yesterday. We knew that the military was looking at some possibilities for withdrawing troops out there, you know, because the president asked for another update on the troops in Afghanistan. And one of the plans they presented was pulling all the troops out by Election Day this year.
He'll get talked out of that, especially, you know, we have this agreement with the Taliban.
Yeah.
And it lasted, you know, a couple of weeks, and then things started going sideways on that.
Yep.
And so then we had to go back to them and say, hey, what are you doing? And so then they kind of demanded that some Taliban prisoners get released. Okay, well, we did that. We don't want to, I don't know. He should necessarily get talked out of that one.
Okay, we're getting.
I mean, they're not ready. I mean, the Afghan forces are not ready to deal with the Taliban.
Okay, and we're getting a report again from Minneapolis. I'm trying to let you know the breaking news as it comes in here because it's coming in here real hot and heavy. One of the churches in the area has opened up as a triage center because apparently a number of people have been injured and they're being taken to this church in lieu of not being able to get transported by ambulances and whatnot, which are not moving around the area right now.
Blame the mayor, blame the governor on that one.
Yep. Absolutely.
You know, people get hurt, and you can't run first responders.
Yep, absolutely. And as I said, the fire department will not answer when there's any threat of injury to them or being, you know, whatever. They just won't do it. And maybe if the National Guard is there now, maybe that will change. But anyway, Joe Biden insulted the Hispanics by using a controversial term to describe them. And I'm going to say it one time. I'm not going to repeat it because it is a derogatory term. Latinx, L-A-T-I-N-X, Latinx. And they can't stand that term, and Biden used it.
Okay.
What the heck? I mean, has he really gone that far off the deep end?
Here's the question that nobody is asking when it comes to Biden, and that is, who is managing this man? You know, everybody has, every candidate, regardless of who they are, they got staffers or whatever else, or, you know, public relations firms that they've, you know, had some kind of a contract with to know about behaviors in the public sphere. And nobody has gone to Biden and said, hey, dude, if somebody asks you a question on this, this needs to be your answer. This needs to be your answer. This, and stick to it. It's like they're not giving him some, not that he necessarily should have to have it after all these years in government, but because of the gaffes that he's come out with here as part of a pattern, early on they should have said, oh, hold it, and put this cat through some kind of training class or something. I don't even know. I mean, I don't know who's on his campaign team, but they stink.
Yeah. Now, we've been told that there may be, and this is, I don't know how many times, when you and I think we said there'd be dozens of these kind of reports, but we've been told again that a coronavirus vaccine could be coming by the end of 2020, and this is just another one of the several we've already heard about.
Yeah, we're kind of in a saturation point. I think we're up to well over 20 separate companies that are, working diligently to, produce a vaccine. I hope at some point somebody is necessarily having some talks with these companies and coordinating things. I mean, we had one vaccine for, polio. So, are we going to have 20 different kinds of vaccines? We have a flu vaccine. You know what I'm saying? I don't. But it's private business.
Yep. Now, local officials in Washington D.C. yesterday came out and warned against any large 4th of July events or rallies anywhere in the city. Now, I think they also did that because I heard the president say that he hoped to have a coming out party or an American birthday party or something like that in D.C., and the local officials saying, not going to happen.
Well, the other thing, too, is part of that was perhaps an operation or a event that would be a Made in America event or by American that would also happen in and around the 4th of July. So I think there are a lot of things that were necessarily planned. It doesn't mean you can't have some kind of events in Washington, D.C., or any other city across the United States with, without some kind of, complying to, some of these suggested protections like social distancing and masks and all the rest of it.
Now, Nancy Pelosi, I guess she was afraid the president was going to veto the bill that she had, the FISA bill. She very quietly put the Congress to sleep, and away they went again.
Well, Trump said that he would veto, I think when he was returning from Florida last night, or yesterday afternoon, that he would veto a FISA bill. And I think this was under the suggestion, too, of AG Barr, after they were able to examine the text of the bill to reauthorize it, especially the 702 provision, which is the big provision that's in question. But I think the bigger part of this is because the Republicans were in the House were going to literally boycott in protest the vote, and because the vote was going to be done by proxy. So she didn't want, I don't think it's so much about FISA as much about the embarrassment. I'll write a piece today about the fact that the Republicans are suing Pelosi on this one,
yeah,
which is very interesting. So I know who the lawyers are and whatnot, so I think I'll write a piece on this one today because the House is in chaos.
Yeah, and by the way, Taiwan has promised Hong Kong's people necessary assistance. I don't know what they mean by that.
Well, I mean, if you've seen what's going on in Hong Kong,
it
kind of looks like Minneapolis right now.
Yeah, it does. All right, well, we will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. So stay low on the mountaintop.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. And, Eric, I see your point. I'll take a look at it here in a minute. There are all kinds of vehicles, again, driving all over Minneapolis. I saw another fire get started here during my conversation with Denise. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault. a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required. Only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your bug assault today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's a grim milestone as the United States reaches over 100,000 deaths due to COVID-19. Senator Kamala Harris said so many families have suffered a terrible loss.
Parents, the brothers, sisters, relatives of people who are mourning their loss. And in many ways, the number, it's senseless and it's tragic.
California has joined Illinois, New Jersey, and New York as the fourth state with at least 100,000 known coronavirus infections. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo met with President Trump and then later said members of Congress should not say states like his should be on their own to recover economically.
Mr. Federal Legislator, you're nothing without the states, and you represent the United States.
This is USA Radio News.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment brought to you by our friends at the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy has their two campuses to better serve you, and they're going to tell you all about what it would take for you to be an aviation maintenance tech, a tremendous job opportunity with an opportunity for great advancement and tremendous benefits and a way to make a bunch of money.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, mind, the National Aviation Academy has two campuses to serve you. They have one in Concord, Mass., right outside Boston. The other one's in Clearwater, Florida, down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area where I'm at. And you can find out more by going to the website, naa.edu, or you can give them a call and ask to take the tour at one of their two locations. The phone number, 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour. Well, the Army has a couple of new recruits that graduated from basic training. The two newest soldiers in the Army recently earned bragging rights by completing basic combat training after surviving bouts with the coronavirus. So kudos to them for being able to do that. How about that? Now, the Army has been searching for a missing soldier since Saturday. The 21-year-old active duty Army Specialist Enrique Roman Martinez, who went missing early Saturday morning on Cape Lookout at the National Seashore, paratroopers from Fort Bragg were joining the search today to see if they could find their compadre, and no clue what happened. May have got caught in a riptide or something, but they're going to try to find out. By the way, I think I told you, the Navy was out in the Gulf, the Persian Gulf, and they were in sight of the Iranian forces on the other side of the Gulf, and they used one of their laser weapons to take down a test drone. And they did that on purpose so the Iranians could see what the U.S. Navy could do with their laser. Now, this laser weapon is very impressive. Very impressive as to what it does. And if the Iranians were paying attention, they won't be messing with our ships anytime soon, either with a drone or an aircraft or even another vessel, because this can go ship to ship as well with the laser. By the way, the FBI has officially said that there is no second person in the Corpus Christi base attack. It was done by the one individual who was killed. And beyond the hospital ship Mercy, the Navy's COVID-19 hospital ship missions, and the future of medicine at sea is right now being determined. Because public excitement relief greeted the March arrival of the Navy's hospital ship in Los Angeles and New York. But the excitement faded as the ships treated fewer than expected COVID-19 patients and left for their home ports with no fanfare at all. Now, that's because, again, the mayors in those areas, and the governors too, had way over-exaggerated the need for what they thought they were going to have because they were using data that just wasn't accurate. Sound familiar, right? Now, also, NAVSEA says that attack sub repairs are much improved as the USS Boise enters the yard following a 4-year wait after years of struggling to conduct attack submarine maintenance, with the four public naval shipyards prioritizing the SN work last, behind a backlog of ballistic missile subs and aircraft carrier work, and private shipyards finding it tough to resume submarine repair work after years of only doing new construction. The Navy appears now to be back on track for its SSN maintenance, according to the head of Naval Sea Systems Command. And the USS Blue Ridge, sailors aboard the amphibious command ship, USS Blue Ridge, made a port of call at Okinawa after breaking the days at sea record. They've been out longer than any other vessel at sea. Now, the Navy wants $12 billion now for unmanned platforms. The Navy already plans to spend big on robotics platforms in the coming years. As the operation and maintenance costs grow and defense budgets tighten, that trend could accelerate to where we may be using more robotic things to get the job done. Now, basic training in the Air Force will continue at Keesler Air Force Base during the coronavirus crisis. The Air Force Base will keep on holding basic military training at a secondary site at Keesler Air Force Base in Mississippi to help it keep creating new airmen during the crisis. Now, that was a base that was destined to be used for something different, but that's what's going on now. And no, folks, the Marines are not replacing the M27 with the Army's next-generation squad weapon after all. The Marine Corps is walking back an earlier statement that it plans to partner with the Army to replace the M27 infantry assault rifle with the next-generation squad weapon that the Army has. Isn't going to happen. And infrared sensors for the Space Force's future missile warning satellites is something that's being looked at. Two candidate payloads for the U.S. Space Force's next generation overhead persistent infrared satellites have passed their preliminary design review, with critical design review expected in the fall of 2021. Now, the latest version of the Air Force's long overdue report to Congress on space acquisition reform fails to address a number of fundamental questions, critics say, including, go fast to do what? Who gets to decide the what? And who's accountable if things go pear-shaped? Now, the U.S. Space Force has also started teaching a new series of courses to give new space professionals the warfighting mindsets that will carry with them throughout their entire careers. Kind of like Star Wars on steroids, huh? And with less than a month before orders expire for National Guard troops responding to the coronavirus pandemic, advocates are pushing lawmakers to ensure their health care needs are covered even after the missions are over. And that's a good deal. By the way, the Senate Armed Services Committee will mark up its annual defense policy the week of June 8th, mostly in closed sessions, so we the people won't hear about it until after it's done. And again, as I said earlier, I'll repeat it, this is from Politico, D.C. area lawmakers warned the White House against any July 4th celebration amid the pandemic. We'll see how that works out, because the nation's capital and surrounding areas have been amongst the hardest hit by the pandemic and still largely under stay-at-home orders. So the president wants to celebrate America. D.C. doesn't want him to do it. We'll see who wins out there. Never say never, right? Never say never. Now, taking a look again at what we've got going on in Minnesota, in Minneapolis. The National Guard has made their presence visible. The state police are there. The Minneapolis police are out on the streets. And about 30 minutes ago, I saw another building started on fire by somebody that drove by and threw a Molotov cocktail at it. The person with the camera was not very far away watching it. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. The Captain's America Third Watch moves on with Chris Markowski.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at ImmuniCorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
ImmunoCorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, and that's our buddy Donna Fiducia listening to us up there, Carroll to Georgia Way on 1330 WLBB. A big hoo-ah out there to everybody at Fort Benning, Georgia, just down the road a tad bit. And this portion of the program, my conversation with Chris Markowski, is brought to you by FunWellBaby.com. It's FunWellBaby.com. And grandma, grandpa, mothers and dads, Go there, take a look at their website, funwellbaby.com, and use the coupon code MATT, M-A-T-T, 50, MATT, 50, to get 50% off whatever they got there at their catalog store. So take a look at it. MATT 50 is the code to save 50% on anything you see there. All right, Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Are you disappointed because the SpaceX flight didn't go up yesterday?
Yeah, I was kind of looking forward to watching that. I was, but it was Saturday, I think they're thinking now.
So Saturday, Saturday at 2:22.
Okay, let's hope to get that off. I was kind of looking forward to it. And actually, you can see it if you're down in Florida, or pretty much all over the state.
You bet. And it's kind of interesting to watch that contrails. It goes up in the air there. You can see it till where it goes up, just about to where it's a separation of the booster rocket from the capsule and the way it goes. And then, of course, the thing with the SpaceX rocket is it comes back down and lands.
Yeah. Again, pretty neat. Yep. And again, it's just a precursor to some of the things that hopefully we're going to get back into as far as a nation with space exploration, back to the moon and on to Mars, supposedly. So we'll see.
Now, I got to start with the news in the morning, and then we'll move on. But I've been watching since about 2:30 what's been going on in Minneapolis. I was notified early on by my syndicator, who's up in Minneapolis, that all hell was breaking loose in there as fires starting and looting. And I've never, I remember the days of the real riots back in the 60s. This was close, but if you can imagine this, Chris, they were backing cars up to the stores, busting the windows, going in, cleaning out everything that was in there, loading up the trunks, and then away they went. Cell phone stores, jewelry stores, tried to get into a bank. That didn't work, but they stole the safe out of a business next door, and it had wheels on. They were pulling the safe across the street. Target, they were in there. AutoZone, they were in there. A drugstore, restaurants, you name it. And then they torched them. I mean, my God, and there's cameras watching all this, This is the age of cameras. I'm thinking, who's going to get away with this? Nobody, probably.
We'll see. I hope people, you destroy other people's personal property. I mean, it's something that, it needs to be, law needs to be followed just as much as, the officers that were involved with this. They'll probably be charged, too.
They will,
based upon what happened there, and it's, you get this lockdown situation that takes place, so people are on edge as it is, and then it's kind of like a spark led like a bit of a wildfire there. With no excuse for you want to protest and you want to make your voice heard. I think that's great, and it's one of the best things, greatest things we have about this country. But it doesn't give you the right to go and destroy other people's property and people that have families and trying to feed their families and their business. You go ahead, you destroy that. That's wrong, and whenever that happens, it's a bad look. It really is, and again, I don't know how they're going to bring that community back together. I don't even how anyone's going to go about doing that.
Right. Now, covered up in all of this was the fact that the Connecticut murder suspect was caught in Hagerstown, Maryland.
Who is it? The
college student, from UConn. Yep.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay,
yeah, coupled up in all of this, we get the news that the murder suspect from Connecticut was caught in Hagerstown. Somebody just corrected me. Hagerstown, Maryland.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know that. That's great.
Yep. So there you go. Now, the president said he's going to sign an executive order pertaining to social media today. Now, some of his supporters have said, well, close them down, shut down Twitter, shut down Facebook. Well, that's not going to happen. He doesn't have the authority to do that.
Yeah, I don't even know what he's going to sign in regards to that. The social media companies are kind of playing in, kind of both sides of the coin, the fact that they feel that they can censor people because they are a private business. And they also like to play the free speech card too when people go ahead and they say libelous things about others. So I don't know how he's going to go ahead and play this. It's kind of a tricky situation for the courts, and I don't know what type of executive order he could put through when it comes to this. I've never been a a big fan of social media. I have my little Facebook fan page, and you know, that post, you know, what I'm doing for the day or what the content is for my podcast. I never get involved in political debates back and forth on the medium. I just think it's a really bad medium for that. And I think in many respects, I think that social media has helped you know, divide the country, not bring it together. And it's the, you know, people you park themselves in various different camps. You know, it's not a good forum for debate. It should have been, you know, it's a good forum for, you know, putting pictures of your kids and your vacations and, you know, saying, you know, hello to people. It's not a good forum for yelling and screaming about, you know, beliefs. Again, people, I don't like the fact that people can be, you know, autonomous on it, and the fact that you can have pretend names. We all know how Twitter is manipulated with bots. The media uses these things, and they call it news. They, oh, it's gone viral, and they actually go to Twitter to actually look to see what's going on, and that's not journalism. So I'm not a big fan of the mediums, but I don't know what the president can do, actually.
Well, I don't either, but I guess we're all going to find out. Now, the ex-deputy attorney general, Rob Rosenstein, we found out yesterday, is going to be the first one called in the Senate probe scandal as far as what's going to go on there. I don't know what's going to happen there, but this is Lindsey Graham's group, so we'll see how that works out.
Yeah, I'm curious to see. Again, I think that, you know, the president, you know, Nunes was talking about having some, you know, criminality assigned to some of the people that were involved.
Yeah, criminal referrals. Yep.
With this thing, and I hope that that's the case, because you got, you know, listen, we're supposed to be a nation of laws, and we're supposed to be equal under the law, and if you know, more and more Americans see that, you know, certain groups of people, in particular people that work inside the Beltway, can get away and do whatever they want. It just frustrates people, and then they throw their arms up in the air, and they just don't, and they don't feel like voting anymore. They don't feel like being involved in the process anymore, because they're like, what's the point? There's no real justice out there. So yeah, I think this needs to be followed up on.
And of course, we're talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. You can catch his show on the weekend across many of these same stations all across the country. And WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is his website. Now, Major League Baseball players could lose 77% of their salary this year. Meanwhile, the NHL has scrapped the regular season. They're going to have a 2014 playoff. The Tampa Bay Lightning are going to be seeded number two. And the NFL season will go on as normal.
Yeah, it's, and I, you know, the NFL wants to fill the stadiums too, which is great. And I
That's
hope
right.
they do. Again, I hope we continue to head in that direction. There's another great bit of news today about the science behind this coronavirus, and the fact that many, many, many more people, they feel, are asymptomatic, meaning that many, many more people have actually gotten this than people realize, meaning that it might be much closer to this herd immunity than we actually know, which would be great. I certainly hope we kind of head in that direction for you know, more reasons than one. You know, some selfish reasons too. I want to see my kids get out there and playing ball again. I'm sure many of your listeners as well. You'd like to see their you know, life get back to normal. So let's hope that that's the case. I know baseball too. I, you know, hope, like to go watch a ball game this year.
Yep.
You know, rather than TV, we'll see.
Yeah, and they're already in camp down here. The baseball teams are in camp right now, back in some spring training camps, training. They're not doing anything yet. Now, finally, an Obama economist yesterday said that even a limited growth will reelect Donald Trump in 2020.
We'll see. We still, believe it or not, and I know it's we're, you know, we're getting, you know, into June. There's a lot's going to happen between June and this election. So, you know, if we get decent economic growth, we come back. I think it definitely will help the president. We'll see.
All righty, we'll talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
You got it.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. Go there, find out all there you want to find out about them. It's all there. And I'll be right back after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.